whole day rest for 24 hours. Before the greatest day of the year, a day that says that the Satan doesn't, can't even be Katrik. A Satan is Gematria 364. One day a year, throw the Sira Meshtaleach down the hill of the Satan. A day that's so holy, especially this year we have Shabbos, together with Shabbos, of a Shabbos Shabbos, it's called the double Shabbos, the Shabbos Shabbos. We're all really not ready. Some of us have made certain achonis. Some of us have done something, certain movements. But it seems very strange. If we were really serious, if we really believe what Chazal told us, if we really maminim, Avada, Zman of Yom Kippur is a very simchadik time. But at the same time, Rabbi Yisai, the gates are closing. How we cried, how we davened on Rosh Hashanah. We read through the Nusach. But it ended with that. We didn't get to the tshuva, the tshuva, tztokam avir in Israel. That we have to make our hishtadlus, we have to do things in order to be zoyach abedin. And the number one thing, which is we mentioned in the Rambam, we must do tshuva. But the Gemara zogt, Dushu Hashem b'imotzo, k'ruhu b'yoy sekaroi, v'asori yomim, says the Gemara, yudchas Rosh Hashanah, b'in Rosh Hashanah, yom kippur. Afilu hei v'kol eilei nevoya, as even if you put all the types of kavars in the world. But you didn't do tshuva, ain't moich l'loi. And from here the Rambam tells us that the Beinonim, which halavai were b'toicham, the Beinonim, three svarim are open. The Beinonim are tluyim v'oimdim. Osa tshuva nechtom nechtom. Says the Rambam, osa tshuva dafka tshuva. And here we are, the day before the final opportunity, and where are our minds holding? Are our minds contemplating doing some type of tshuva? Are we just waiting to get past the yom of the days of awe? We love Sukkot. Sukkot is a great time of year. Siman Simchaseinu. So give me sukkahs any time of Yom Kippur. That's not for me. Fasting, davening, al chaitz. How do we get into Yom Kippur, Rabbi said, this generation? How does Yom Kippur talk to us, the generation of 2011? Yom Kippur Be'etzem is a moedig day of Slichu Mechilo V'Kaporos, says Chazal. It's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taka ki b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tahar eschem. There's a gewiss taira that we get. Where does that time come from? Avada, the Metzias is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the time. But how does it come about? We want to try to understand what is the time of Yom Kippur. Where does it come from? Ulai. The Mishnah at the end of Tav Yuma says the Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Mi lifnei mi atem mitarin, Umi mitar eschem. Who are you mitar from? Who is mitar you? Avichem Shebashamayim, your father in heaven. Shenemar Vezorakta Aleichem Mayim Tehoyim Utaharitem Ve'oimem Mikvi Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Mikvi Yisrael, my mikvi mitaraz etmei, v'kodesh baruch mitaraz is Yisrael." Malachi says the Mishnah, "Tami mitarazchem avichem shebashamayim, your father in heaven." What does that mean, Malachi? That's your father in heaven. So the pasuk we learn pshat that he's not rachmanis on us. So avichem shebashamayim. Some of Persians say, the Mishnah concludes, that there's two tires we talk about. We talk about that the water sprinkled on us. We talk about the mikveh. The etzim is two different tires, perhaps. One, somebody sprinkles on you. One, you go into the mikveh. One's on the pshat. But the pshat is that sometimes you have to make the effort to do the whole process. And sometimes v'zorak t'yalecha, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes it's sprinkled on you, you just have to stand there. You have to make a little bit of effort. And that could be implying the avichem shebashamayim that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of the Heilig Tate, he happens to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's avichem shebashamayim. So then, therefore, because he's our father, so he has so much rachmanis, and even if we don't go into the mikvah, sprinkles on us the waters of Tyre. Two things, mikveh and zrika. We're zorcha to even zrika because avichem shebashamayim. I want to say another pshat, Rabbi Yisai. What do we mention? Mi mitar eschem avichem shebashamayim. Nochet Neich, the comparison to the mikveh of Isaac. What is that comparison that the Mishnah makes? Mikveh mitaraz etmeim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaraz is his soul. The tire is doimed to the mikveh. Mm-hmm. Yom Kippur is an unbelievable day. We see that the whole day, the etzem, we ma'ana ourselves. We don't eat. We don't wear leather shoes. We don't wash. We don't anoint. The annoyance that are usually the whole year, we abstain. We stay away from them. And the understanding of the world, the reason for that, is because as the Tefillah Zakah, which Agav, a commercial for Tefillah Zakah, everybody said, everybody should get here early tomorrow night, the beautiful Tefillah, written al-Pi Chazal, to save a fourth Kol Nidre, everybody said, the Tefillah Zakah. And it talks about, in there, first of all, now we should be moichel all the people, and we should be zeuch, and the people should be moichel us, we should get a complete kapara. But it talks about the different inuyim that we do in order, the different inuyim that we do in order, that those things that we did are various, that we did in those hanos, that by on Yom Kippur, by going through the process of abstaining from those hanos, it should mechaper on those things. So we would say, furthermore, that maybe that's the vort. Once we obtain kapara, so the mele tire comes. We're pure. We're cleaned, I'm sorry. We got a kapara, we got forgive for our sins. Of course that makes us pure. But it's mashva for the pasuk, Kibayoyim Azeh, we're going to say over and over on Yom Kippur. Kibayoyim Azeh, Yichaber Aleicha, L'tahar Eschem. So there's kapara and there's tire. Lifnei Hashem Titoru. Purify yourselves in front of Hashem. So maybe we could say, Rabbi Yisai, Mother Knesh. It could be a source of this form somewhere. Derech Hazeh, but it's nice. I'm saying it a little bit, my own words. The Yisoid of Yom HaKippurim, Rabbi Yisai. The Yisoid of the Kaparas Avoinis and getting the Avoinis under us, Rabbi Yisai, off us. Has to do with the Torah process. But in another way, another knetz I want to tie this year. The Rambam tells us in his Perish HaMishnayis in the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Do you saw it? An unbelievable you saw it. The Rambam tells us. On the Gemara that says, the Mishnah that says that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The Rambam tells us these are very serious days. Days of awe, days of seriousness. You can't say Hallel. And the Rambam says a few words in that Pirish that are amazing. But maybe skipped over. Says the Rambam, Umivrach Umonei Seilov. That these days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are days that we're running away. We're running away. When a person's afraid, when a person's scared, when a person's frightened, the first thing that comes to his mind, escape the situation. Escape! Run away! Find a way out! And that's what happens. To a person who understands these days, he wants to find a way out. He wants to escape. He wants to run away. Umivrach. He's running away. He's frightened. Not a time to say Hallel. But then the Ram concludes the vort. Umonos Eilav. We're running away but we run back to Him. We run back to Him. The fear and the pachad and the tremendous feeling of trembling of the Nesada Toikev, that we read the words with such seriousness and tears. Umi ba'esh, umi ba'mayim. Nigzav ha'shamayim, umi ba'mayim. Nebuch, this bracha just now. In Uman, everybody heard about it. Umi ba'mayim. He went innocently to Uman, and there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, umi ba'mayim. Umi ba'esh. This year we had, Rechmon found not long after Hashanah last year, a mice opened in the Galil, a fire exploded in the Carmel in the mountains, a bus got trapped, and 44, I forgot the number exactly, Yidden were trapped and burned to death. The bus didn't turn around. Rosh Hashanah Yikoseimun of James of Kippur Yikoseimun. The pachad is in the air, Rabbi Sai. You don't have to look far. Look at the events of the year. You go through it, you have magazines today, they print the events of the year. It's a gavaldic, beautiful photos. The year in review, 2011. Tupshin Ayin Aleph. This guy dead, this guy goes, wow, did you see the picture of that earthquake? Beautiful. The mountain erupt, people swallowed up, dying. And the tsunami in China killed 50 million people. Oh, what a shot. The cameraman gets credit. It's kavod that we see it, but I said, what does it do for us? What does it affect? The burning shall clear from the Bria. Now a person will be walking down the street. Rahman al-Islam. And he could be electrocuted. Nebuch. The Choshev Yid, Tzadik in Monsi, was electrocuted. Kol Nigzar. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it's a fear. It's a pacha. It's a fright. What do? You want to run away. But you want to run into the embrace. Where are you going to run to? Where are you going to hide from? If the fear came from something that was physical, something that was in the matzav, in the presence, something near you, so maybe you can run to a far off place. If it came from this country, we'll run to that country. If it came from the sky, we'll run down to the earth. If it came from the earth, we'll jump up to take a plane to the sky. Who's all over? He's out everywhere. There's nowhere to run. You know where the decision has to come to run, says the Rambam. You have one decision to make alone. When one is a love, you run right back to him. With David, Hashem, Oiri, V'yeshi. Zokt. What does that mean? That the Yeshua, Yom Kippur, is the day when we run back. Rosh Hashanah, we have the aura, we have the light, we become enlightened. We have a realization, we come to understanding. It's not Shaykh. The Ibn Hashem is judging us. He's the Melech HaOlam. He's in control of the world. He can. Where are we going to go? The day, that's the oyer. The oyer is to understand. I get the light, get the clarity. Understand the truth. There's nothing to hide. There's nothing to falsify. Get clear in your minds. We say in Aleinu Meshivoy Salav Avecha, have it clear in your mind to be it so clear. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch. What does that mean to me? That I need a Yeshua. I got to run to somebody. Yishizu Yom HaKippurim. That's the running. That's the coming back. That's what Yom HaKippurim is all about. it's the return, the coming back, going into the embrace of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'emes. But in order to do that, Rabbi Yisrael, in order to go into Hashem's embrace, in order to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to mizbatel. We have to take away a little bit of the guf. That hefik. That thing that stops our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That thing that's holding us back from connecting all year round. The physical body, the guf, which is holding us back from being connected to HaKadosh Baruch. If we want to be zeichah to that taira, to the purity, if we want to zeichah to feel different, we can't be involved in our bodily. We can't do it. It's going to remove us, take us away. We have, in order to enter such a holy domain, we got to be poiret, nifrad with our bodies. The main source of our chet. The main source of our non-connection with the Kodesh Baruch. And just like when a person goes into the mikvah, he becomes totally submerged, totally surrounded, totally encompassed by the water. There's nothing there, nothing lasting, not one strand out. That's what the Torah process, Hashem is metayer us, because we totally become mispato, HaKadosh Baruch. We be total mispato, or our noise, or our physical, we take it away in order to enter the embrace. And that process needs kapara. We got to throw off those avoidness. The kapara and then the taira. And then we walk out from Yom Kippur and Rabbeinu in a different field altogether, a different domain. We come out, our faces enlightened. Our faces are glowing, Rabbeinu Yisrael. Because we've just entered a different realm altogether. We've been in Mamish, the Mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without being held back. We've been able to connect on a level maybe that we've never able to connect through the whole year. And experienced a cleansing by being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's life. That's what it's about, Rabbi. He brings a mice over here. The kippah just ended in the night for the yeshiva in Mount Kisco. All the bachur was simcha. There was one bachur who was a little dejected. So the mashkiach of Yoina first called over the bachur and he said, "I want to tell you a story." This Rabbi Yoimer was a passenger on a cattle car making its way to Treblinka, one of the death camps. Rabbi Yoimer looked around at the scene. Some people were trying to say Tehillim. People knew what it was all about. The children were clinging to their parents. The elderly people had fainted. The people fainted over there lying around like cattle, Rahman Litzlan. Some people just didn't make it. The end of the journey. Yoina was maintaining his composure, speaking quietly, trying to give strength and courage to people around him. All of a sudden, Yoina sees cramped in that cattle car a man who looked like somebody from the Aryan race, the Germans, Yimach Shemov Zahom. Tall, blonde hair, blue eyed, broad built. Could have easily passed for a German Marshamo SS guard. And he was in the cattle car going to Treblinka. Bekitzok, the Bjoina started to speak to this man and he was shocked to discover that he was taka a German, and he had converted to Yiddishkeit. But he asked, he didn't understand. It didn't make sense to him. He asked the guy, I don't understand. All the billboards, all the newspapers, all the radios, everything that you're hearing, seeing, breathing, is anti-Semitism. It's all down with the Yid. Every area of German life was showing that the Yid was like an animal. And here you go about and you convert to Yiddishkeit. The tall, blonde, blue-eyed Yid turned to Rabbi Yonah and said, a few years ago I was walking down the street in my hometown. As night fell, I found myself walking past a synagogue, a shul. He said, the sounds that were coming from there, I couldn't believe it. It mesmerized me. I got caught up in the sounds. I never heard such powerful. I couldn't move. I stood transfixed, captivated by the noise. Then the prayers ended, and I watched people walk out one by one. And I saw the angelic faces. I saw these people walking out. They look like angels. They're wearing talisim. They're wearing kitlach. They came out from the shul. I saw their faces. It was like the shine of the moon. I later found out that these men had just finished tefillah from the Ila Moti Yom Kippur. At that moment, I watched in envy, and I promised myself that I would become part of this. When the war began, he said, my family encouraged me. Save yourself. You could have even mixed. You could have told me you're not Jewish. Everybody would have believed you. I'm staying with these people. Those faces are in my mind always. This is the nation that I want to be with. This is the nation I'm going to die with. And with that, the cattle car rolled into Treblinka. And this Aryan, who became Yid, became one of the Korbanos of Yimach Shemo Hitler, Milchemes Olam Hashniyah, in the Second World War. What did he see? He saw the faces of the Yidin walking out from Shul, Moitzi Yom Kippur, like the Shemesh, Katzorai, a glow, Rabbi Yisai. You look on each face, Rabbi Yisai, you look at it, there's a glow, there's a time, there's a purity. Where does that come from? It comes because we have just embraced the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, who well can. Hashem, who well can. Forgot about the body. Forgot about feeding the body. The noise of the body, which have taken us so far and made that separation, made the chatzitza in the mikvah. And we've now gone ahead, took away the chatzitza, and be able, in a certain way, to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu on a different level. Avichem Shebashamayim. The Mishnah is telling us that on Yom HaKippurim we come home, and that's why we have Torah. We go home. We were away a whole year. We went far away from our real home. We went away from our parents, our father. We distanced ourselves, and in that process, we sullied ourselves, we dirtied ourselves. On Yom Kippur, we come home to our father's house. But we know our father. He's pure, he's holy. Let's just imagine, Rabbi Yisai,
that our father, Mahavdil, was Reb Chaim Kanievsky, was Reb Aaron Leib Steinman, and we came home, we were away a long time, and we came home for Shabbos, Reb Aaron. You don't think after that Shabbos, we come out changed, feeling different, feeling pure, feeling cleansed, feeling on a spiritual high? Of course we would. We sometimes go for a Shabbaton. We're in the presence, and we go stam, and we oisig in ruchnias, and we feel great, we feel changed, we feel spiritual. Going, being in the presence of such greatness, of such spiritual. You know what it does, Rabbi Yisrael? I mentioned the Shmuz B'nei Shabbos, Shuvah Drosha, the unbelievable Pshat of the Panovich of Rav. We mentioned last week in the Rosh Hashanah Drosha, there was a Yid who was off the Derech, Yosef Meshisa, it was his name. And this Yosef Meshisa was a big choyte. And when the Romans came to the Beis HaMikdash, they were scared to go inside to the Kodesh HaKadosh. We're not going in there. Are we crazy? They understood it. We'll get one of their guys to go in. They called over Yosef Meshisa. Can you go in and make... No problem with his overalls. Dum, 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 dum. He's walking into the Kodesh HaKadosh with his overalls and his baseball hat. He was a Boston Red Sox fan. He wore his hat on the side and he had a lollipop. And he walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, says the Medrash, and he took out the menorah. He took out the menorah, but he understand what that means. He went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which the Kohen Gadol went there once a year, and he went into the Kohen Gadol with shaking. They had a chain attached to his foot, the Kohen Gadol. And then they said, okay boys, one wrong thought, pull out! And here he is walking with his lollipop, chewing bazooka bubblegum! In the Kodesh HaKadoshim! He blew it so hard it stuck to the mizbeach, he had to peel it off, the chewing gum. And he walked and he took out the menorah, the place I'm going, here what's going on? And he came out, and the Romans said, what are we going to do with that? A candelabra! We have no use for that! Go in again. Bring us something useful. But his Boston Red Sox hat. No way. I'm not going in again. One second. You just went in. You went in with your chewing gum. You went in blowing your nose. Get in there now. You can put me to death. I'm not going in again. Here's the Panovich Rav. What happened? What happened to this Yosef Meshisa? I don't understand. He's blowing bubble gum. 6 pieces in his mouth. Walking the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He burped twice. And here he is. He's coming out with the menorah, and he said, go in again. No way! I'll never enter there again! Put me to death! Come on! He didn't even come today, Shmooz! Take it easy, George! So, Kiponovich Rav, you know what happened to him? He went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You know how holy that is? To quote somebody, it's the Holy of Holies! The holiest place in the world. He had entered. He went in there. And in one split second, he was a changed man to the Panovich Rav. You know why? Because he entered the Holy of Holies. He entered the Kodesh HaKadosh. You know what a spiritual effect that has on a person? Just walking into that room, he was a changed man. No more. Throw out that gum. Put me to death, he says. I'm not going in again.
come on, we'll give you money.
Never. He was a changed man, just going a few minutes into the Kodesh HaKadosh. And at Yom HaKippur on the Paisai, we get a chance to taste the basking in the light of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. B'zeh ke'ein, a very small level. And maybe l'fi ha'madrega, the levels. Ke'ein ko'ein God or Paisai. The whole avoidance of the poor on the boy's side. Mahareka, yeah. Everybody, na 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 na. What is all that about, on the boy's side? See the face of the coin when he came out, on the boy's side. Oh, his face was shining. Read the Pazookim. The same thing. He just went into the presence of the Lord. His face was shining. We can sing the song all we want. We know what's going on over there. His face was like Shabbat. Read the words. Get the English mouser. Read what's going on. The face of the Kohen Gadol when he came out from the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippurim, on the holiest day of the year, the holiest person in the holiest place. Why, he had just been in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what that means? I told you, go to Chaim Kanievsky, you're going to be fear. If you walk out, you feel something spiritual. I had a Tchanun made in Torah Or. Whenever he would go into the Scheinberg, with everything, he felt purity. He was made his tefillin. He said he used to shake like a tree. He always made sure to see if his pants didn't get wet. He was so scared. See a tzaddik with his tefillin, kedusha. You know what it means going to the kodesh hakodeshim. Very nice, Rabbi. What does that do with me? Kibayorim hazeh Ichaper leichem L'tahir eschem Lifnei Hashem Titoru. We're not going to the priest, Rabbi Isai, and telling him what we did last night so we could do it again tomorrow night. We're not even going to a rabbi in the Jewish religion and confessing and trying to get better on one side. On Yom HaKippurim, we go lifnei Hashem. We go and in a certain way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisai. That's why we're fasting all day. It's true to other things also. But to come, to be near Hashem, to bask in His presence, to be in that light, Rabbi Yisai, to have it, we gotta make a separation. We gotta misbattle the goof. We gotta get rid of the things that make the separation. And that's caused the separation the whole year. We go home to our Father. We run back to our Father. And we bask in the light. As we start off the prayers, we're going to say, tomorrow night, Kol Nidre, after we say it, there's a pasuk we always say, Or Zaru Ala Tzadik, Ule Yishrei Lev Simcha. There's an or, there's a light for the Tzadik, Ule Yishrei Lev Simcha. That light, we're going to say, emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and shines on your face. Show me your face, Hashem says today. Show me that you're ready to come closer. I'm going to shine on you a light that's going to make you different. You're going to become holy. You're going to become spiritual. You're going to bask in that presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His light. And you walk away different. Everybody knows on Yom Kippur with all the jokes and all the things that are on the orange juice is true. But we walk away feeling different. Because we've just been in an area and a place that we've never been this whole year. Lifnei Hashem. Says the Mechad Ramah in Tov Reish Chof Dalet. Right away, after Yom Kippur, go ahead and start building the sukkah. Come on, Rabbi. Give me some time. I just put in a heavy day at work. I worked the whole Yom Kippur. Now I gotta go. So some say you should go from one mitzvah to the next mitzvah. Okay, so let me start tomorrow. Right away, Rama says, go build the sukkah. Yeah. Because he had been naming the sukkah after we had the Yeshua, after we bask in his presence, we want to keep it, Rabbi Sai. That feeling, that spirituality, that realm that we enter, we want to keep it, Rabbi Sai. You know what it says about the schach that we're going to put on top of our sukkah? It says the Eibishter is chal, not tzchach. Kishen shechal. It's chal, it's chal on the tzchach. The Bereshim is there, the sukkah. You know, we invited to our sukkah, Rabbi Sai. Yeah, we're having guests for Yontif this year, Rabbi Sai. We have guests. Larry Moen, what's his name? George, whatever his name is. The three stooges are coming. No, Rabbi Sai. Saved out for a party time next year. Who do we invite to our sukkah, Rabbi Sai? Oh, Shmuel Smiminowitz is coming. No, no, not even him. Rabbi Jacobs is coming. Oh, not even him. Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe, what's going on over here? Come on, George. The Teretz is a boysad. Zok the Farshim, Sukkah is Me'ein Oilam Haba. You heard what I just said, a boysad? This is my pshat. I said, it was Shpizin. Okay, Abraham's coming. Well, let's sing songs. Abraham went down to... No, everybody's just singing songs about Abraham. What's going on over here, boy side? What's going on? What's the thing? Take out the coloring book, page 3. Avram with Nimrod knocking down the statues. Put it up on the sukkah. Put a big black on all the statues. What's going on, boy side? The pshat is, we went into a different realm. We're now in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, we have big tzaddikim over there, Rabbi Sai. We have big tzaddikim in the sukkah, Rabbi Sai. We have a big chair. Avram's coming to the sukkah. We want to savor that feeling. That's why you build the sukkah right away. Not stam. Oh, we don't want to go to town. Build the sukkah. We want to savor the feeling. We just entered a different realm. What are you going back to? What are we going back to? Give me those moods. What are we going back to? We're going back to the garbage again. We just made it around. You're right. We're not going to stay on that level all life. But let's keep it a few days. Let's keep it through Sukkis. Let's make it through Sukkis. Let's make it to the next morning. But we enter that realm and we keep it. We go into a sukkah. The Bereshim rest his shchin on the schach. It's a mishkan ma'at. It's an olam haba. Avram Yitzchok, everybody's around us. It's an unbelievable zach. The tzaddikim gedolim didn't leave the sukkah all 7 days. And Rav Sharma, I remember he went, he never left the sukkah. He was always in the sukkah. It's a possibility, Rabbi Sai. You want us to keep it. You just got the greatest feeling in the world. You want to keep it. Don't go back. You just lift yourself to a different realm. There he is with the dogs again. You entered a different world. You were shot into a different thing. Stay there. Come gives you an unbelievable opportunity. And then eventually we have to go back to it. We dance with the Torah. We realize the Torah, we cling to the Torah, we can go through the physical of this world and also keep on that level of our side. But don't give it up so fast. Let's try to remain pure as long as we can. And we're there. We're in his presence. But we've run back to home. We make one kabbalah. We burn Shalom, I want to stay home in a certain way. I know I'm gonna have to leave this year, so I'm going back to Olam Hazeh. But I want to stay in a certain way in your house. How can I stay there? I make a good kabbalah. This is my kabbalah for this year. And this year, I'm going to stay away from this thing. I'm going to do this and this and this. That way, I keep my attachment. So when I got Yom Kippur, and I stay home in a certain way. Until eventually, I perfect myself totally. And I go home for good. But I want to stay home in a certain way. I want to keep. I want to be able to visit. I want to visit during the year. How do I visit? I leave my clothing there. I leave my stuff around there. I make a Kabbalah on Yom Kippur, and that Kabbalah keeps me connected to home. Avinu Shabashamayim. We're going to be retired back at home, Rabbi Sai, in the presence of the Ibn Shabbat. Don't miss it, Rabbi Sai. Coming to your local theaters tomorrow night. Don't miss the opportunity. And when we have the opportunity, when we've got there, don't let go of it. Stay at home a little bit longer in the sukkah. And make that Kabbalah over this time. But inshallah, it's true I messed up. It's true I had difficult years. It's true I've been distant. But I'm going to stay home. I'm going to leave my clothing here. I'm not going to go to a certain place this year. It's a four-letter word. Let's see if everybody can figure it out. But I'm not going to go to a certain place. I'm not going to do a certain thing that I have a problem, that I know distance me from coming home. I can't come home that way when I'm stoned. I can't come home when I'm too high. I don't get let back into the house. If I drink too much, the laws of the house don't let me have back. And if I talk a certain way, they don't let me back in that beautiful, light, beautiful, lighted home where you feel so good. They don't let you back if you come back with smelly clothes. So this year, I'm going to make a strong Kabbalah. I might not need it all the time. But I make a strong kabbal to keep certain clothes clean that I can come home with those clothes. Small kabbalas, Rabbi Sai. Something that we can master this on Kippur. We were screaming and yelling and feeling that feeling of being in Hashem's presence. We feel so good. Let's try to have that kabbal that we'll be able to stay there, Rabbi Sai. Something. Some area, even the smallest little thing. But that could keep us at home for the entire year, Rabbi Sai. But let's just hope that this year, Rabbi Sai, all the tzaris, all the rachmon litzlan, the surim that people go through, Rabbi Sai, this year, this week, this few weeks, I heard mamish, I mentioned the shmuz, I heard from people in the Abacham, the yeshiva, people I know in the yeshiva, relatives of them who have diagnosed with terrible diseases, young people. So many things going wrong in the world today. People losing their jobs. You want to have pernosa. Girls, older girls. I hear mom's stories upon stories. My wife's a shagad stories. Girls and boys. Old, getting older and older. The parents in their prime. They can't have children. Achmanu Litzlan. People don't have children. It's all because we're missing that light, Rabbi Sai. It's obscured. The light doesn't shine through. We block it out. Twenty-four hours to make this the greatest Yom Kippur that we ever had. To make this a day that we return home. On a permanent basis. To make this a day together, Rabbi Sai, where Kal Yisrael comes home for good. And we're zoichot to the binyan bais HaShlishi.